Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man.
Reality, spirituality.
You got a question for RLM?
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Reality, spirituality.
Oh, now we get real.
Get real.
Time to get real, and welcome everyone to Reality Spirituality. I'm your host, Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and I am so, as I always say, so excited about today's show, but I haven't been on the air consistently in the last couple of months, but I'm telling you right now, Reality Spirituality is going to be live every Sunday. Every Sunday, 7 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and if you don't hear it live, of course you can listen to the podcast. I want to invite all my listeners. I've gotten such a huge following now. I'm just so excited about all of the people that enjoy the show. I want to let you know that you can call in with your questions, comments, issues, whatever you have at any time while listening to the live show. And the call-in number is 646-564-9619. 646-564-9619. Now, because I have so many new followers, which I'm excited about and just really grateful for, I want to kind of back up a little bit, just a little, do a little rehash, little recap of what Reality Spirituality is. What is this show about? Simply put, Reality Spirituality is a show that offers strategies, different perspectives, different ways of thinking, different behaviors to maintain and sustain happiness, regardless of what you're going through, regardless of your circumstances. This show, Reality Spirituality, will take you to a place where you are going to be more peaceful, more joyful, happy, content, and it doesn't matter what's happening around you. Doesn't that sound good? How do we do that? How does that happen? Is it even possible? Is it possible to be at peace when all there is chaos around you, all you see, all you hear, all you experience? And the answer, my dear listeners, is yes. And that's what this show does. That's what this show, is about. Reality Spirituality, what I do is I break down our everyday experiences. It doesn't matter what it is. Doesn't matter what you're going through. It doesn't matter the relationship. It doesn't matter. Reality Spirituality breaks down this life experience to its least common denominator. And when you break things down, if you have this, just pretend, you know, you're looking at a mountain of problems. But when you break everything down, break it down again, bring it all the way down to the least common denominator, you will discover that, and I can help you discover that, it's really quite simple to stay peaceful. I was interviewed last week on Time to Play. It was a weekly podcast. And the host is a good friend of mine, Doreen Guma, and she created this Time to Play site, which is just phenomenal. And I'm featured as a happiness specialist. But what I wanted to say is during the conversation, I was expressing how I can remain centered and peaceful regardless. And she said, Doreen said something to me, which was interesting. She said, "Well, Rebecca, you're an anomaly. What? No, not anomaly. Anomaly. And I was like, in other words, you're so different that normal people, in other words, basically she wasn't insulting me. She was saying that normal people get upset when upsetting things happen. And you're so different. You're an anomaly. And I was thinking about that all week. And I want to respond a week later. Sometimes these things just don't come to me right at the moment. But this is why I'm different. My priority at this time in my life is peace. A peaceful heart, a peaceful environment. And I mean, when I say environment, I'm talking about my own environment, my own, you know, if Rebecca Lynn Norrington, who I am, is peace. And that is a priority for me to maintain that. And so that's the difference. If your priority is not peace, then of course you're going to have arguments. Of course you're going to have conflicts. Of course you're going to get pissed off. Of course you're going to be irritated. Of course you are going to find fault with everything and anything, or maybe just one thing that you really, really feel is wrong. But when your priority and your number one only priority is peace, your world changes. Now, this is something that I also have to admit. I wasn't always like this. People that have known me for years, I mean, I was a walking bitch on wheels. And my way or the highway, love to argue, oh, gee, come on, bring it. But what happened was, over a period of time, I don't know if I became bored with it or I don't know if I just wanted something different, but there came, consciously I said, you know what, I am tired of living like this. I am tired of up and down arguing. I'm tired of it. And I actively said to myself, there's got to be a way to be happier more times than not. And this journey, and let me tell you, not only was it a struggle, I look back on it, and of course it was a welcome struggle, but when you make a choice to have peace as your priority, it just doesn't happen overnight. Like anything, my dear listeners, I say anything worth it, award-winning rose, it takes time. And so when you decide to prioritize and you decide to make peace your number one agenda, it's not going to happen overnight. But I want to share with you, something that I had to let go of in order to make priority a peace, make peace my priority. And it's one thing that, ooh-wee, have to admit was difficult for me to let go of. And I want to know if you feel the same way, or you even, of course you know what I'm talking about, please. And what I had to let go of is control. I had to let go of wanting to be in control of myself, of somebody else, of the circumstances. Let go of control. Now, you cannot, in my humble opinion, what I've learned is that you cannot reach this place of happiness and contentment and peace without giving up the desire to control. There are just a lot of reasons why people aren't as happy as they could be, and one of the reasons is wanting to control anything or anyone. Now, before I get into this telling you about losing control or getting rid of the urge to control, when I'm talking about happiness and peace, I'm not talking about anything external. I'm not talking about what happens to you in the outside world. I'm not talking about, oh, I don't know, getting a ticket or having a diagnosis that you, are ill. I'm not talking about anything external. I'm talking about an internal peace that when you tap into it, when it becomes your foundation and you tap into this internal peace, there is nothing that happens to you externally that can shake that or move that or destroy that or even diminish it. So this internal peace is totally different than this external peace, or internal, let's call it happiness. It's internal happiness is totally different than external happiness. And your internal happiness, it's eternal. It goes on forever. There's no destroying it. There's no getting rid of it. External happiness comes and goes with time, with people, with events and circumstances. And for a long time, I have to admit, I don't want to, but I relied on external circumstances to determine my happiness. And when I relied on anything external to determine my happiness, my life was like a roller coaster, up, down, up, down, up, down. And to make it worse, it never ended. I never got a break from this roller coaster ride. And I'd still be on it today. I'd still be going up and down, but like I said before, I got tired. I got tired and I was exhausted of feeling like being, I got tired of the ride. And when you make a decision to cultivate this internal, I don't want to say being, it's more than that. But when you make a decision to nurture and cultivate this internal peace that you are born with, a lot of things happen and your life starts changing in some dramatic ways. But with that decision of wanting to be peaceful and wanting to be happy, there are some things that you're going to have to give up. And one of the things is how you think. Meaning, do you realize that when you have these thoughts in your head, and who doesn't have the continual thoughts? We all do. But that's not really thinking. That's just rehashing or recycling. When you're thinking, when you actually think, that is when you come up with something that you have never thought of before. like Einstein coming up with the theory of relativity. That was a thought that he's never come up with before, or anyone else has. I'm talking about anybody else, but thinking is when you are thinking a thought that you have never thought before. This other stuff is just recycled. So when you make the decision to want to maintain and sustain happiness regardless of your circumstances, one of the things that has to change is your way of thinking. And meaning that there are going to be some new thoughts that you are going to embrace, as opposed to thinking the way we've always thought, habitual and or sometimes, what's the other word? You think habitually or, it'll come to me not habitually, but hold on. Oh, conditioned. Sometimes we're just conditioned to think a certain thought. Like you're driving on the freeway and then someone cuts you off and you're automatically getting upset. That's conditioned thinking. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, I am going to share with you inspirational tips, how to maintain this internal happiness and how to want to make peace your priority. Reality, spirituality. Come on back.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah.
Reality, spirituality.
It's the newest spirit.
Reality, spirituality.
Yeah, keep your...
And we are back. I was back for a quick break. I love those commercial breaks. Gives me time to get a little water, organize my thoughts. Okay, where were we? We were talking about different ways of thinking and giving up wanting to control. I'm standing up right now. My right hand is up, and I have a confession. I have a confession to make to you, my dear listeners, and listen. My name is Rebecca Lynn Norrington, and I'm a controlling ex-controller-aholic. I'm a recovering controller-aholic, not controller, controlling-aholic. I was addicted to controlling anything, anyone. And I've spent decades trying to control everybody and everything that crossed my path. And I discovered that trying to control anything external, including, and when I say external, I'm even talking about myself and my body. I can't control what my body's going to look like in 10 or 15 years. No matter how much I exercise, or no matter how much, I cannot stop the hands of time, if you will. So controlling anything external is like trying to control a tsunami. It's impossible. And why did I even have this need to control? Why was I even like that? And the answer was simple. I didn't know that I had any other options. I didn't know that I could choose any other type of behavior. I was only mirroring what I witnessed as a child. I mean, I actually thought that if I loved somebody, it was my responsibility, it was my duty to tell him or her what to do. True. I mean, my mother and father always told me what to do and think. And so I ignorantly kept that behavior alive, this telling someone else what they should do, telling someone else what to do. And I didn't, and most importantly, I had no idea that my attempt to control anything other than my internal self was subtracting from my happiness. I had no clue. I was basically just shooting myself in the foot every time I tried to control something outside of me. I was subtracting from my happiness. I didn't know that. I thought by offering my advice to someone, you should, I thought I was basically helping them. I thought I knew what was right for everybody else. I spent a lot of time voicing my opinion to others about what they should do. I mean, listen to it. Listen. Listen to me. I know what's best for you. Does that even sound crazy? I know what's best for you. It's funny though, because with all of the skills that I managed to master, controlling people and things and circumstances, I was miserable. I was miserable trying to control others and trying to control events. So giving up this urge to control people and events, it didn't happen overnight. And in fact, I went out kicking and screaming. I did not want to give it up. I have to say, even after years and years of detox, if you will, I'm still in rehab with this controlling issue. However, it's different now because I actually feel uncomfortable. I feel uncomfortable wearing this controlling, wanting to control. And so feeling uncomfortable wanting to control something else other than myself is a good sign of recovery. Oh, and I have to look. Oh, look who's on the air. Look who's here. Let me see if I can bring him up. Hold on a second. My guest. Oh. Well, hello, Nathan. Hello.
Well, hello.
Are you listening? Would you like to listen or would you like to contribute?
I'm cool either way. I actually, I'm outside on the street, so if it's a little bit too much noise or et cetera, et cetera, I'm cool with just listening.
Yeah, I can hear your noise, so I'm going to mute you, but that's my son, Nathan. Okay, all right, I'm going to mute you right now.
All right, let's go head on.
All right. Okay, Nathan is in New York City, and some of the loudest places in New York City is on the street. So that was the one thing I wanted to share with you, is this giving up control. Now, this other interesting path that I'm on right now is having peace a priority. I was just visiting Nathan last week, and Nathan asked me a question, which was interesting. I've been in the legal field for a long time, and Nathan asked me. He says, "So, Mom, you like the law. You've been, and I've been to court a few times myself, represented myself more than once." And he asked me. He says, "You like the law?" And I thought about it, and I said, "Nathan, no, it's not the law that I like. I like justice." And ever since he said that to me, and I expressed that, I've been thinking about it for a whole week. I like justice. I mean, who doesn't stand in line behind whatever is just, right? Who can't say, "Yeah, that's justice is a good thing"? Well, I have to say that this week I discovered that I have to pick justice or peace. I can't have both. Unlike the saying, no justice, no peace. No, that's not the way it works. And I'll tell you why I think like that. Because, first of all, what I think is justice, and what maybe the majority of the people in this country would think is justice, is going to be totally different than people from another country. So this definition of justice is different with every perspective. And more importantly, the universe, this vast power energy that flows through all of us, there is no justice in the universe. What? There is no justice in the universe. Look around. There's a lot of things that are going on that are unfair, unjust, unwanted. And when you, let me just speak for myself. And when I choose justice, I am not choosing peace. This is for myself now. If it resonates for you, that's fine. If it doesn't, that's fine too. But justice is not a path to peace. Justice is a path to something else. Justice is man-made. It's a path to something else, but it's not a path to peace. And as of last week, less than 5 days ago, I am on this new path, and I'm on a one-way street, and I'm going to be traveling on a one-way street from now on, and that one-way street only leads to peace. I'm not getting on the street justice, because that's a two-way street. Sometimes I'm going to be peaceful with justice, and sometimes I'm not. A couple of weeks ago, I lost a court case. Was that justice? No. Was I peaceful? No. I mean, I'm just saying it's a conflict. And when I make a decision, when I made this decision a few days ago, to only stay, you know, as much as possible, to only stay on this one-way street to peace, then a lot of things have changed, because now I am monitoring everything I say, everything I do, everything. And when I say monitoring, it's not this job. It's just a consciousness. If I say this, am I going to be on a road to peace or not? If I do this, am I going to be on a road to peace or not? It's very simple. The universe is very simple. And the universe is all about peace. There is, even when the universe brings us tsunamis or tornadoes or earthquakes, it's still done with this, in other words, everything is in order, and it's still, there's no conflict. There just is. In the universe, the universe doesn't struggle with good, bad, bad, good, justice. Is it fair? Is it right? The universe doesn't struggle with any of those concepts. The universe doesn't even recognize any of those concepts. The universe doesn't even recognize justice. I mean, do you see how many animals get eaten up by their own mothers and fathers? Come on. This concept of justice is all man-made. And now I have one thing. I have one direction. I have one way. what I do, what I say, what I think is all going to be determined by one simple sentence. Is it peaceful? Is it not peaceful? The universe is very simple. I want to share with you that we are going to be on every Sunday, and I'm also going to have some great, great, great guests on the show in a few weeks. My website is going to be up next week. I can't wait to share that with you. It's going to be launching next week. We're still putting it together, and there's going to be a lot of good things. There is a book that's coming out, and Yours Truly Devoted a Chapter. It's going to be published in the next couple of months. So I'm excited about everything that's happening on with Reality Spirituality, and only because there's been so many people and so many positive comments and yes, we need shows like this every day. Of course, this show isn't possible without you, my dear audience. And next week, I'd like you to call in with your comments and your questions or whatever you're going through in your life and share. The number to call in is 646-564-9619. And next week, I would like to hear from you. And what's going on in your life? And how can we get you to a place where you're going to be happier regardless of your circumstances? You've been listening to Rebecca Norrington, Reality Spirituality. Talk to you next week. Oh, before I forget. Oh, almost forgot. I am going to be interviewed on the Rusty McDonald Show this Wednesday on Blog Talk Radio at 10 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. Rusty McDonald, you can just Google her or look her up on Blog Talk Radio. And a whole hour of interviewing Rebecca Lynn Norrington. Isn't that going to be fun? All right, you've been listening to Reality Spirituality, and until next week, I will talk to you then. Enjoy your week, Reality Spirituality.
Yeah, oh, it's time to get real. Oh, yeah. It's a new experience. Spirituality. Yeah, keep your ears open for this one, man. Spirituality.
You got a question for RLN?
Reality. Spirituality.
Yeah, it's time to get some answers, baby.
Get down,
get
spiritual.